Senator Raphael Warnock claims God sent thunderstorm on July 4 to force people into African American History Museum. By Catherine Hamilton on July 13, 2026. Far-left Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, claimed in a sermon on Sunday that God sent a thunderstorm to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. on July 4 to force people who were telling themselves a bunch of lies about the greatness of the United States into the African American History Museum. Warnock, who is a Baptist pastor as well as a politician, made the comment while giving a sermon as an honorable reverend at the Abyssinian Baptist Church in New York, New York. The lawmaker was specifically referencing hundreds of thousands of people who gathered at the National Mall on America's 250th anniversary to hear President Donald Trump speak about American exceptionalism. They gathered on the Mall 4th of July weekend, and they tried to tell a nice, neat, and antiseptic story. They tried to make it clean and pretty, but God don't like ugly, said Warnock, who is also known for using Christianity to justify the killing of unborn babies and abortions. Watch. And because God don't like ugly dressed up as pretty, a thunderstorm appeared, he continued. And after the thunderstorm appeared, somebody said, you need to find some shelter. And isn't it just like God, that right near where they were gathered, telling themselves a bunch of lies, there's a building called the African American History Museum. They had to find shelter in the history and in the hope of a story that they don't even want you to know about, he added. On July 4, President Trump called America the crowning achievement of human history and declared, "Our destiny is written by God," during his keynote remarks celebrating America's 250th birthday. He spoke for just under 40 minutes to finish off Freedom 250's Salute to America celebration. At the opening of his speech, the president said he and those attending would not be deterred by the storm that rolled through Washington Saturday night, following an unparalleled day-long air show. They saw lightning, and I said, there's no way. If we have to speak in front of one person at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be here. There's no way we can be deterred, he said. Trump touted American exceptionalism, a concept leftists despise, throughout his whole speech. For 2.5 centuries, our American Republic has stood as the crowning achievement of human history. This country is the home of freedom. This is the land of liberty, and this is a flag that's the banner of the most extraordinary, most exceptional, most incredible nation ever to exist on the face of the earth, he said. And we were doing better now than we've ever done before. No people have done more good, shown more courage, made more progress, righted more injustice, or achieved more greatness than you, the American people, he continued. For 250 years, the United States of America has been the hope, the promise, the light, and the glory among all of the nations of the world. All over the world, they try and be like us. Nobody can be like us. And with God's help, we will always be this, or even better. At one point, the president shared the legacy of Sergeant William Kearny, who escaped slavery and became the first Black American to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor by preserving an American flag in battle despite being badly wounded while fighting for the Union during the Civil War. On the front lines of battle, he saw a comrade struck down by enemy fire while carrying the Stars and Stripes, and Sergeant Kearny dove to the ground to keep the flag from touching the mud. He didn't want to have it touch the ground. He didn't want to have it touch the mud. He wanted it to be perfect. He raised it high above the field and was shot 4 times, Trump said. They thought he was gone, but he kept moving forward. He loved our country, our flag, before he returned to camp and announced, "Boys, the old flag never touched the ground," he added. He also highlighted American heroes and legends, from Dave Crockett to Wyatt Earp, to the Wright brothers, to Annie Oakley, to President Teddy Roosevelt, throughout his remarks. At the end of his speech, Trump circled back to the themes of American exceptionalism and manifest destiny. We have thrived and flourished because our founders were great. Our cause was just, our people are brave, our culture is exceptional, and our destiny is written by God, he said. And as we can see here tonight, after 250 years, the spirit of 1776 still lives within us all, he continued. It still roars in the hearts of our nation's capital. It still burns in the heart of every patriot, thunders through every city and town, and it still lights the entire world with the glow of American liberty, and there is nothing like that. While the president said estimates put the number at 375,000 people at the mall during the day, there were still an estimated 150,000 patriots on hand to hear his remarks after the storm forced an evacuation late in the evening. And doors ultimately reopened shortly before he began speaking at the 11 p.m. hour. They estimated that 375,000 people before everybody had to leave, and they now have 150,000 people. It's the craziest thing anyone's ever seen, at least. And I want to just thank you, and I feel so badly about some people. They left, and they couldn't get back, but you're very special people. And we have a very special country, he said. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton. Nick Gilbertson contributed to this story.